Chapter 35.
Due to my betrayal of the Lurian Empire, both Xantium and Chirae declared war on me. I had crippled the main Lurian fleet, but needed to call back my armies to protect the Hamaran border from my new enemies, which gave Lorraine time to recover. The threat of the Dawn Empire was so great that Leon Tar, instead of striking at Lorraine while they were weak, which was my hope, put aside their centuries-long dispute and made peace, turning their attention toward me with Chirae and Xantium at their sides. Leon Tar and the Lurians working together? I could barely believe it. As Banadar, the Endran Kingdom, the Ordan Empire, and the divided city-states of Makwe saw they needed to choose a side by this time, as it was inevitable they would be dragged into the war eventually. Endra Ordan and half of Makwe sided with my enemies, who called themselves the Allied Empires, as Banadar and the other half of Makwe sided with me. Thus started the First World War of Telos.
Dalen sat on the small brick fence that encircled the top terrace of a high-rise building. The building sat on a dark stone foundation and floated above the grand city several kilometers away from the skyport. A dark stone elevator led to it in the sky. Dalen dropped his head into his hands. For an instant, during the fight with the two knights, he had lost control. If not for Arik, he would have fought to the death with that arch-knight. Lyra. It was impossible to not recognize her. She had become an arch-knight, of all things. The guilt from the memory was almost unbearable. But even having been face to face with that poor girl once more, Dalen had let his rage overtake him. He had been ready to kill her. Of course, with how strong she was, Dalen might have been the one to die. Oh, how wonderful that would have been, Dalen thought bitterly, to be finally released from this tortuous life. Dalen growled to himself and stepped off the fence, letting his mind dwell on less emotionally taxing thoughts. Like how under the light the girl had created a sun-forged sword. Lyra. Guilt surged within Dalen as he saw her in his mind. Dalen growled again. He didn't have the strength to face that yet, so he tried to focus on what she had done, not who she was. She had created a sun-forged sword. Arik had said Lightbringers couldn't become Lightbinders, and he couldn't lie, so at least Arik honestly believed it. Dalen remembered what he had sensed during the battle. He could feel the woman using her powers, and there was a familiarity about it. But her companion was different. The light he had drawn in had left his body. Indeed, when Dalen was struck by that bolt of lightning, there was something in it. Light. The bolt of lightning had been controlled, or called forth, by light. Dalen had no idea how the Chirasian knight had done that, but considering that the knight hadn't bonded any light to his body, and in contrast, the woman hadn't bonded any light to anything other than her body, meant that there were at least two types of light binding. Dalen and the woman must share a type, while the Chirasian was the other. Still, that didn't answer the question as to how the woman had created a sword from light. If Arik was right in that she couldn't be a light bringer, then it must be an ability from the light binding power. And if Dalen's powers were of the same type as hers, then Dalen should be able to do it too. Dalen tried to recall what he had sensed as she did it. Such a specific thing was hard to remember. If only his memory were better. Dalen rolled his eyes, smiling to himself, and channeled light through each of his bonds into his memory. The clarity was crushing. Everything he had ever done in his entire life was before him in full and awful comprehension, and considering all the horrific sins he had committed, the utterly perfect recollection of every instant within every instant of those sins caused Dalen to scream in agony and turmoil. He let go of the bonds as soon as they had formed and fell to the ground, crying. He had just relived his entire life in flawless detail, every crime, every mistake. He had seen the face of every person he had ever murdered, every girl he had raped, their tears and cries for mercy, the sorrow of their loved ones, his heartless carelessness for anyone or anything apart from his own power. His memory had returned to normal, but the clarity that had just been inflicted upon him remained. It was the most profound proof of how wretched his life had been, for what could condemn a monster more than reliving his own life? Dalen wailed in heartbroken agony. To go on living, he had forced himself to not think of his past sins. He hadn't forgotten them. He never could. But recalling even a few at a time had overpowered him with guilt. Now, having every sin come before him. No, it was worse than that, for the clarity was so strong and perfect that he had just relived his entire life. And now, with all that, it was too much. Dalen cried in unbearable pain and anguish, writhing on the ground as if assaulted by some terrible force. Wherever his mind turned, it was confronted with one of his past sins, and he recoiled both mentally and physically, only to be assaulted by another. His back arched and his whole body tensed, his face growing red from the mental anguish. He screamed and screamed. It was an assault on the mind and the senses too torturous to bear. Dalen could feel himself swinging the sword that took off the 9-year-old princess's head, and even worse, he could remember how he had felt about it, how he had felt that it was actually the right thing to do. He remembered his feelings and hatred for the people of Daybreak when he ordered the city's destruction. He remembered watching on with satisfaction as he murdered millions. Some vile, dark part of himself back then had actually enjoyed performing those heinous acts. His body tensed and writhed even more, reflecting the torment of his mind to the point that blood began to seep through the pores of his skin. And then, in that instant, Dalen's mind snapped, unable to cope, and Dalen Namaran died. Death has many stages, yet they often happen so fast that most people don't realize. The heart stops, and blood is no longer pushed through the body. Then, with a lack of oxygenated blood, the brain suffocates and shuts down. Yet even then there are vestiges of life in every cell of a person's body, though many would still call this the stopping of the heart, the shutting down of the brain, death. Yet if those cells have an unbidden reflex to draw in light to heal, if enough of them are still alive, and if the light they can draw in is strong enough, death can be prevented from taking over. Thus Dalen did truly die when his mind snapped under the unbearable load of all of his memories, and he would have died completely, for the body cannot live without the mind, as the mind cannot live without the body. But his body pulled in light through the four paths that existed within Dalen, and were bonded to his mind, healing it. Four healing bonds of light are powerful indeed. And after a few seconds, Dalen's eyes, though already opened, moved with life. What just happened? Dalen thought, sitting up. His whole body ached, but the ache was fading. He was healing himself for some reason. Dalen wiped the sweat from his brow to find it tinged red, like it had been mixed with blood. Dalen wiped again, and, thanks to it being mostly water, it came off easily. There was something in his mind, something locked away, a memory. Yet the very moment Dalen even considered recalling it, fear overwhelmed him. Whatever he did, he couldn't allow himself to remember it. The odd thing was that he knew what it was, as if it were a basic point of academic knowledge, without truly remembering it. It was the knowledge of what had happened. He had bonded light to his memory and accidentally relived his entire life. He knew it without truly thinking of it or recalling anything in regard to how it had felt. The memory was locked away tight, and for good reason. It had almost killed him, hadn't it? Dalen climbed to his feet. What had he been doing? That's right, trying to figure out how the female Archknight had created a sword from light. Dalen's light sense had felt what she was doing, and in fact Dalen thought he had sensed something different from the woman when she had summoned the sword, but he couldn't remember. Yes, that was why he had bonded light to his memory in the first place, to try and remember more clearly what the woman had done. Well, now he knew that, for him at least, bonding so much light to his memory could be extremely dangerous. But that didn't mean he wasn't going to try again. Dalen had never claimed that he was incapable of being a reckless idiot. This time, Dalen started with one bond, focusing specifically on the event he wanted to recall. It became clearer instantly. He could remember finer details, and even what he had felt from his light sense during the fight. Dalen could tell that he had the capability to remember other things from other times, but he didn't want to remember any other moment apart from the time he was focusing on. With that focus, the memories didn't overwhelm him. Dalen tried two bonds, and the events he was focusing on became clearer while everything else remained safely locked away. Feeling much more secure, Dalen channeled light through all his bonds to his memory, focusing specifically on that one time, which became vividly clear. He remembered things he hadn't even realized he'd noticed. In fact, it was as if he were walking through that fight as a third-party observer while it played out at a fraction of the speed. It was amazing. Dalen focused on his light sense as the woman called forth the sword. The first thing he realized is that he sensed a separate light within the woman. There was her inner light, which shone with pure brightness, revealing how good a person she was. But there were other lights inside there, separate but present. What were they? Then one of those separated lights moved when the woman stretched out her hand, and it flowed out, forming into her sword. Dalen sensed the action in exactly the same way as he had when the woman had bonded light to one of her abilities, like her strength. It was then that Dalen sensed something different about the bonds she was using with her strength. They were twice as big as his own. He could sense two of them, and the light they could channel was easily twice as much as he could with any one of his own bonds. Her third bond, the one she was using to channel the sword through, was the same size as normal. And then Dalen had realized what he had just thought. The only way he could describe what he was sensing in regard to the sword was that the sword was being channeled through the woman's third bond, the exact same way as light was channeled. Dalen released his memory bonds, which was like stepping out of another world, but as soon as he did this, his head burst with pain.
"Ouch!"
Dalen said, stumbling forward and cradling his head. It wasn't the worst headache of his life, but light it had come on suddenly. He quickly channeled to heal himself. The pain subsided, but didn't disappear completely. "That's not good," Dalen said, for never had his powers failed to heal him fully, and why did enhancing his memory give him such a headache in the first place? Yet that wasn't the first time he had gotten a headache after using his powers. His head had hurt after enhancing his perception back in Blackheart's hideout, too. "But it's also not the time to worry about it," Dalen added as he cast his mind back into the interactive memory he had just walked through. "How could that sword be channeled like light?" he asked out loud. And in answer to that, Dalen asked another question. What had Arik said about the miracle of creation? He had said that all things were technically light, which was why he could absorb them. "Well, I can draw in light, and if all things are actually made of light, shouldn't I then be able to draw any object like Arik?" Dalen pulled a coin out and focused on it. Yes, he could sense it, very faintly, barely noticeable in fact, but he could sense it. There was light in it. Dalen tried to draw in the coin as if it were normal light. Nothing happened, and it felt like trying to walk through a solid wall. It really seemed like Dalen could only channel and bond normal light, whereas Arik could channel, just not bond, anything that was light, even light that had taken form, or adopted identity, as Arik had put it. Then how had that Arch-Knight done it? Well, for one, she hadn't channeled a normal object. It was a sonical. Dalen paused as the difference dawned on him, a difference that should have been obvious. A sonical was an object that had light bonded to every cell of its structure to the point that it was a solid light object. That fact struck him a little strange now, for according to Arik, all things were made from light, and Dalen's light sense seemed to confirm that. Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to sense inanimate objects. So a sonical was an object which was light, and one that had more light bonded to it. Maybe that was why sunforging was possible. So could a light binder, who could draw in light, draw in sunforged objects? There was an easy way to find out. Dalen drew Imperius from its sheath. He could sense the sword as it was linked to him, but now he realized there was something profoundly familiar about that sense. It felt exactly the same as the light he could sense anywhere, thanks to his light-binding powers, just stronger and focused into a single location, the same as the light within people. But he knew the light he sensed was Imperius, and for some reason he couldn't mistake it for something or someone else. Holding Imperius, Dalen tried to draw in it in the same way he could draw in normal light. Imperius suddenly lost its form, turning into bright white light that flowed inside him, disappearing. Dalen stood there, amazed. He had just drawn Imperius into himself. Indeed, he could feel it inside, a separate something, which seemed to indicate that the sword had not actually merged with him, but rather it had only been stored. If it was anything like Arik's own ability, Imperius's weight would still be present. Dalen tried to draw the sword back out. The problem was that he didn't know how. Willing the thing to leave him did nothing. He stretched out his hand and tried to draw on the light inside that was Imperius. Nothing. Then Dalen realized that he was still thinking of Imperius as light that he needed to draw in, but it was already within him. What did he do with light already drawn in? He channeled it into an ability. Okay, so what would happen if he channeled it into his hand? Dalen did this, and light suddenly shone from his hand, forming into Imperius's shape before fully materializing. This was how the female Arch-Knight did it. She didn't have any light-bringing powers. She couldn't create or absorb inanimate objects. It was simply an extension of light binding, a remarkable and extremely useful extension at that. Dalen turned over the sword in his hand. When he had been emperor and had just ordered the destruction of Daybreak, one of his worst atrocities, the Arch-Knight that was his advisor had attacked him upon seeing that Dalen was set on committing such a terrible act of genocide. Dalen recalled that the knight had been unarmed one moment, but when Dalen looked again, he'd had a sun-forged sword in his hand. This was how that knight had hidden his sword. Lightbinders could absorb and store sonicles within themselves. Still, this didn't answer every question Dalen had. The female Arch-Knight had pulled on her sword through the natural link with far more strength than she should have been able to do. Dalen hefted the sword in his hand, its weight being far lower than a regular sword, and felt the link. It was prominent, and he tugged on it, feeling the sword pull back in his grip. Dalen walked to the back of the terrace where another level of the building loomed over him, a penthouse by the look of it. Dalen threw Imperius over the lip of the roof and then pulled on the link. He heard Imperius drag a little forward before hitting the small brick barrier at the lip. Dalen felt himself get tugged up, but with nowhere near enough force to lift his weight. Sunforged links only ever had enough strength to pull on the sonicles themselves, and only if one was close enough. Dalen tried to pull harder, but nothing changed. He lay on the ground and pulled. His chest rose a little, as if an invisible rope were pulling on him, but there was still nowhere near enough strength to lift him off the ground, let alone overpower Arik's invisible force, which had been enough to pick up full-grown men and throw them about like rag dolls. Well, this appeared to be the extent of his link in its normal state. But that woman wasn't a normal person, and neither was Dalen. "The question now," Dalen said, "is can I bond Light to my link with Imperius?" Dalen tried. Light seemed to flow into the link. Dalen's awareness of the sword became far stronger. In fact, he could feel the roof. Not the ground where he lay, but rather the roof where Imperius was. He could feel the breeze and hear the wind that hummed over the building. It was like he had another set of ears that picked up noises from his sword's location. Dalen channeled his other bonds to the link, and it became even clearer. In fact, a double image appeared in his vision. Dalen closed his eyes and found that the image was a view from the perspective of Imperius itself, like a second set of eyes that sat inside the blade. He was able to gaze out from his sword and even turn his view to look in other directions.
"Incredible," Dalen said.
He was constantly finding new possibilities for his powers. Channeling light to a linked sonicle meant one could hear and see out of it at a distance. Then Dalen gently pulled on the link, and he rose a little off the ground. He swung as if tied by a rope to the closed door of the penthouse. Lowering himself, Dalen stood and stepped away from the penthouse to yank on the link. His whole body shot up into the air, and Dalen crashed into the lip of the penthouse's brick roof chest first. Dalen's ribs shattered. Gasping in pain, he fell back down to the terrace, his head cracking on the tiled patio, knocking him out. Dalen regained consciousness as his powers healed him. "This is becoming a habit." Dalen rolled onto his back. "Looks like I need a bit of practice with that one," he added before getting to his feet. Stepping away from the penthouse, Dalen channeled two bonds to the link, one to his reflexes and another to his strength. He yanked on the link, which again pulled him into the air with half the force as before, yet it was still very fast. With his agility enhanced, he easily raised his hands to grab the lip of the roof, his enhanced strength absorbing the impact, and he let the momentum carry him over, where he flipped in the air, pulling Imperius up into his hand and landing on his feet, feeling rather happy with himself. Dalen was about to sheathe Imperius, but then, smiling to himself, he absorbed it instead and walked with a skip to the side of the building.
"No wonder the knights hid this little trick."
Dalen leapt from the building to go and buy another sword, a fine steel one. Dalen did have an empty sheath at his side, after all, and it was always good to keep one's options open.